This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Viable. That's our job here, at least in part, on the American Family Farmer. You can hear what is the basic sum and substance of our conversations every week in the podcast. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is where to find it. We have a focus on how to make your farm viable using hemp as a cash crop. There is a very interesting reality that I'm investigating for my farm, frankly, and it involves hemp, involves marijuana, things that are more and more becoming legalized in our country, and maybe a good way for you to work into an area that is profitable, or at least so we're told it's profitable. We'll find out, probably the hard way. The first part of our American Family Farmer, usually devoted to me, Doug Steffen, going into a story that affects or is implicit in news coverage of farms and farmers, and there's probably not a place on the planet that's having any more difficulty in the agricultural department than Puerto Rico. It's been, what, a couple of months since Hurricane Maria? The farmers in Puerto Rico say that their sector, the agricultural sector, has just now become better, at least usable or livable. The emergency phase that they've been in for a couple of months, a lot of farmers lost much of their livelihood. There were two hurricanes, Irma and Maria. 80% of the crops on the island were wiped out by the storms. So, some growing is taking place now, but it may take 10 months to a year to get back to regular production levels there. The hurricanes destroyed 70% of the poultry sector, killing a couple of million chickens. The dairy sector had 4,200 cows that were killed. Wow. There's a real problem for anybody that wants to have fresh eggs or fresh poultry, fresh milk. Farmers there say that they have not received any government aid, though they are eligible to receive financial assistance from the Department of Agriculture. Another example of the people who supported the current administration getting sort of booted around. The Department of Agriculture has been criticized, and in my estimation, justifiably so, for their lack of involvement, mostly because at the top they say, well, the financial problems they have in Puerto Rico are of their own doing. Well, that may be. And that's not a reason for us as taxpayers to bail them out. But in this circumstance, if you have money available to help produce food on the island so that the people can survive rather than shipping it in from someplace else, $12 million has been approved for dairy farmers to feed the animals. That's enough money, apparently, for this month. Farmers have to apply to federal programs directly through the USDA, which has not been easy to deal with. Considering that there's no power down there over much of the island still, no phone, no internet access, none of that stuff. Dairy farmers say that they have an extra challenge making sure the cows who did survive are getting milked, because if they don't have any power, how do they get milk? Get milk by hand. And now the problem is that the roads are out and they can't sell their milk. So this is a disaster for farmers in Puerto Rico. Some say cows are accustomed to being milked twice a day, and they're only being milked once a day. That's a direct link from me as the dairy farmer. I'll tell you that is a great way to develop mastitis and other conditions that are not going to be good for future milk production on the island. Dairy farmers also say even if they can get their milk production back to somewhat normal, they don't have the power to refrigerate the milk. So you can milk the cows, but then what do you do with the milk? And that's a real problem. And it has not been addressed. It has not been corrected. And that, from my point of view, is inexcusable. No reason for that whatsoever. If he can do it on the mainland, and certainly a lot of farmers in Texas have had a real problem since the hurricanes there, and a lot of farms got wiped out, but they've gotten help a lot quicker and have the people in Puerto Rico. And you can say, well, Texas is a state, Puerto Rico is a protectorate, Texas is a healthy state, Puerto Rico isn't. I mean, you can come up with all kinds of things, but a lot of the same programs that we're talking about here have been made much more easily accessible. And maybe part of it is the fact they don't have power or they can't, there's no telecommunications, but that's something else that they can step into and fix if they want to, they being the government or operatives from the government. So this is not a good situation. Healthy part of their economy is from agriculture. That appears to be wiped out. So it's a Mother Nature, not our friend, government, not our friend, and the people who are running Puerto Rico, not our friends, because they obviously have done a horrible job of running it. But that's not, you know, punish people under the circumstances that they can't get enough to eat. You help them out. That'd be the way I'd look at it and the way most farmers would look at it. I know a lot of farmers who have Puerto Rican I have, a matter of fact, a friend who works in town government in the community that I live in, who has family in Puerto Rico, and he went down there and spent 2 or 3 weeks trying to help them put their lives back together again. And that's the kind of stuff, more and more of that sort of thing probably needs, instead of a handout for the government, people that are connected to the folks in Puerto Rico need to go down if they can and try to help the situation out. It can't always be the government's job to fix everybody's problems. But in this circumstance, I think the government could help in terms of power, communication, internet, that sort of thing, to get them back on their feet so that in this circumstance, the cows that are being milked, the milk isn't getting thrown away, which is what's happening now. So nobody benefits from that under any circumstance. So that's my overview, reading between the lines into some of the problems in Puerto Rico. In a moment, we're going to meet Josh Hendricks, who works in the hemp industry. We're going to help you learn what you can do in terms of having hemp growing on your farm and maybe the differences between marijuana and hemp, and is there a crop in cash crop in marijuana as well. All of that with an eye toward helping you make your farm more viable. That's the main part of our job, offering ideas and solutions to farmers and on farms that have problems. This is the American Family Farmer at 14 past the hour.
Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow, ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow, ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee,
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Ah, the sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
All right, 16 after the hour now on the American Family Farmer. Let me introduce you to Josh Hendricks, who is a consultant and an advocate for the use of hemp and its growing. Obviously, in order to have it, we got to grow it. And I think this is I've been looking into this, Josh, actually, on my farm because it's more profitable than growing hay and selling it. Not that I wouldn't keep doing my hay, but I have 40 or 50 acres of land that I could use for hemp. So what do farmers need to know about this? You've been networking. You've been doing a lot of research. You've been talking to growers. How much of a boost can this be to the family farmer and what he or she grows?
Well, thank you for having me on. The most important thing is that it's still illegal. You have to have a license from your state's Department of Agriculture to be able to grow hemp on your farm. Mm-hmm. And that goes even into more detail with the Department of Agriculture. You know, in Kentucky, where I am, I'm very blessed that former Ag Commissioner, Congressman James Comer, who's pushing the federal bill, was a big advocate for this, and his replacement or his predecessor, Ryan Quarles, is also a big advocate for this. And so if your Department of Agriculture is not willing to take on that licensing structure and the, I guess, all the administration that goes into the, you know, receiving 250 applications and picking the good ones and all that stuff, then you're not going to have a hemp program. And I think there's also states like Virginia where only universities are growing in. It's very different state to state, but you've got states like Kentucky, North Carolina, Colorado, Oregon, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, New York, where you're starting to see farmers get licenses and things. So the most important thing would be that you have to get a license. And then the second thing I would say is this is not a gold mine. This is not a save the farm kind of thing. It really annoys me when I hear people say that hemp can save the world and all this stupid stuff, because it still is a crop. It still has to be grown with the same practices as anything else. It's not like what you hear. You don't just throw some seeds on the ground, all of a sudden you get hemp. I'll say when you want hemp to grow and when you don't want hemp to grow, usually the opposite things happen.
How do you mean? What does that mean?
Well, a lot of times you plant hemp with the intention of it growing, and it doesn't quite germinate or get a bad rain or something like that. And then when you harvest hemp, the seeds fall off. I mean, I got hemp growing off my trailer right now. So it grows where you don't want it.
Yeah.
So in that sense, you know, sometimes that's true. But I think, I was listening to you before, as an alternative for the small farmer, there's certainly a market for it to grow it like tobacco and use clones and try to produce hemp that way. But it's so unstable. The THC levels are going to flux on you. I mean, there's no guarantees. And there's some people that have made some money, and there's some people that have lost their beehives, quite frankly. So it's not this be-all, end-all savior. It's just another opportunity. And as we like to say, we're trying to give farmers another arrow in their quiver, so that they have, you know, more opportunities to diversify, to create income for the farm.
Right. This is something, as I understand it, Josh, that can be planted like corn. You can get maybe a couple of seasons a year out of it because it matures in 60 to 70 days.
And the initial, not true.
I'm looking at all of this different stuff that I'm getting from people. So what is true?
You're never going to get a 60 or 70 day crop. It's going to be about 95 to 115. You're only going to have one growing season. Now, if you were growing for fiber, which is just the stock portion, you may be able to get two, but no one's done it yet, so I don't know where that information's coming from. It's very variety specific. I mean, you know, here in Kentucky, we did 32 variety trials, and only three or four worked in town. That doesn't mean that they didn't grow and look good. It just means that the yields, only three or four yielded enough material to actually put a price tag and say, okay, this would make money.
Well,
whether
the
that's fiber or grain or CBD.
The thing that I learned in the early looking at it as a cash crop, it's more profitable than hay if you do it right, but you shouldn't use it as a replacement for hay. It can be baled more or less the same way if you're not wanting the oil from the little capsules or the seeds. You only want the hemp that's being used for clothing or rope or that sort of thing. Is that true?
It's going to be more profitable than hay, barely. But again, you're not going to make clothing or rope. You're going to be making composite materials. And I think that's the conversation I want to have with you.
All right, hold on just a second. We'll have that. Let's have that conversation. Hold on for a sec. 21 after.
The This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
American Family Farmer Podcast. Go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com to get the enhancement of a lot of information from industry spokespeople, experts, folks that want to see our lifestyle. I say ours because I am a family farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. You can always check out my website on the farm, EastleyFarm.com, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. You also can find out more about what goes on the farm on the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Josh Hendricks is here from CV Services. He's somebody that interfaces with the media a lot, educating people about how many benefits there are growing hemp. But as he's suggesting, it's not the end all and the be all. You wanted to have a conversation about what to do with hemp, which I think would be a very important thing. As I've asked that question, I want to make sure I have a market for it. I know I have a market for hay, and I have a market for vegetables, and I know what my market is for the stuff that I have now, but I don't know what the market is for hemp or how to find it. I know there's a market, but how do you connect? How do you find it?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, the point I was making there before the break is this is not your grandfather's hemp. We're certainly not making any rope. And we're also certainly not going to make any T-shirts or clothing out of this, mainly because there's no textiles manufacturers in the United States. So, you know, it's been 75-plus years since hemp was legal, and I think now the reemergence of hemp is based on a couple things. One, we import all kinds of food products from Canada, or hemp seeds to make food products and soaps and things like that. So the seed is one market. The hemp fiber, which is what used to be used for the rope and the textiles and what we all kind of know of, we've seen hemp sandals or hemp necklaces or maybe a hemp T-shirt or something along those lines. Patagonia's got their new hemp workwear, those kind of things. That's not what the stocks are going to be grown for here in the U.S., and that's not because we don't think that's a good thing. It's because we don't have textile manufacturing. So that stock material is going to be split up into two different categories. One is going to be the fiber, which is actually going to be used for biocomposite material. So
what does that mean? What is that stuff?
Think about your dashboard in your car, the door panels, the overhead compartments in airplanes, that kind of hard composite material, anything that's plastic or fiberglass type stuff you can replace with a composite material. If you bought a brand new Mercedes or BMW right now, there's hemp in your dashboard. The Europeans are already using this, and it's lighter and which is better, you know, better fuel economy, but it's also more durable, so it's a safety thing. So it's safer and you get better gas, which you don't find much. So that's going to be the stock. And then the top part of the plant, all the floral material or the aerial parts, as we like to call it, is what we at City Sciences take, and we extract that and get a full-spectrum hemp extract that's heavy in CBD, which stands for cannabidiol. And CBD is being shown to be a great full-body health supplement. You can go to any, you can get on the Internet and find all kinds of reasons people are using it, whether it's preventative or for treatment of something. But we want people to look at that as a, you know, we're a life science company, and we want people to start to look at hemp extract and some of the different phytocannabinoids that we're finding in the hemp plant as a daily vitamin, full body health supplement.
Yeah, I've been, there are some people, I live in California in the wintertime, and I've gone to some practitioners who have all of these things that you're talking about. You find it more often in California than you do anywhere else, at least in my experience. But all of these sorts of things that the hemp oils, as you're talking about them, the stuff you can use in your protein shake, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that have medicinal and food value. We continue with Josh Hendricks.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your window.
Welcome to our American Family Farmers Show. I'm Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer and broadcaster. An interesting combination threads through my life. Have been broadcasting and radio for 50-some-odd years. I've been around the farm all my life, been around cows all my life, so I put the two of them together when I saw what was going on in the world of family farming. My friends, many of them in the dairy industry, who have just lost their way, and much of it is due to encroachment and bad, unhealthy competition from big agribusinesses, and mostly the meddling of the government. So are there things that we can do with our land? Become important conversations here in keeping farms viable. And there have been some folks here in Massachusetts, where my farm is, who are very focused on farm viability, and they think that hemp and some of the related crops, not the way as Josh Hendricks, who comes to us from CV Sciences, it isn't going to save the farm, but it will help. And what we're doing is sort of educating all of you, all of us, to hemp and marijuana is the same species, but that's not really, we're not talking about marijuana here. We're talking about hemp and how good it is as a food source. I think that's where we left off, Josh, talking about hemp and how nutritionally complete it is. It's something that has a lot of omega-3s in it and vitamin E and iron and the amino acids that are necessary. Do we get this stuff? The farmer wants to know how he or she gets this to market, because there is, it's obvious that there is a value here. It's a very valuable plant.
Right. Yeah. You've got, you know, in the early stages here, you've got different new startups, and obviously they're offering contracts, whether that's for the food or the CBD or the fiber. But it's all, you know, it's like throwing darts at a dartboard at this point. Nobody's really wrapped their arms around the domestic market. All we have to go by is the European or the Canadian or the Chinese market.
Right.
And, you know, that can be good and that can be bad. I mean, a lot of times people get excited about grow local and buy local and all that stuff. Well, you're only going to do that if it's price competitive. If it's half the price to go to Europe and buy hemp, I'm going to go to Europe and buy hemp, and that's just the free market.
Yeah.
So getting people to understand that and you know, to answer your question in terms of getting it to market, you kind of got to create that before you start growing. And a lot of times these states where you have to apply for a license, you're going to apply for a license, and one of the questions is going to be, who are you selling this to? And do you mind showing us at least a letter, a memorandum of understanding or some kind of agreement that you have to work with that? Because the last thing that the industry needs is more farmers growing with nowhere to sell it, right? That's how agricultural industries collapse. And so getting people to understand that has been tough for a couple of years. You know, at CV Sciences, we've contracted farmers here and there, but we pay them up front. I mean, which is the opposite of what normal ag looks like. But that's because there's no crop insurance. There's no guarantees that you know, you're buying seeds from other countries, or you're buying seeds from Colorado and trying to grow them in Kentucky, and there's just no stability there. And I think it's important to note that, you know, the soybean industry took 25 years before it really got going, and that was, you know, 40 years ago. So they've been trying this for 60 years. And it was an experimental crop in the 50s and 60s when some of my colleagues were going through school here at the University of Kentucky. And so it can't happen overnight, I guess, is the point in all that. And I think getting people to realize this is new, it is an experiment, no different than hops is being experimented all around the country now and various other things. But it is, you know, the goal is for it to be better than corn and better than soy, for the farmer, and it's got to start with the farmer. If the farmer can make more money growing corn, guess what he's going to grow? Corn, right?
Right, exactly.
So, yeah. Figuring all that out is something we're still very much in the infancy stages of.
All right. So, in terms of the history, you went through that a little bit. Hemp was the largest agricultural crop, a very important industry. And so, in terms of what we we're doing as the country is being founded, we're celebrating Thanksgiving, the end of November. A lot of farmers paid their taxes with hemp. It was commodity. It was like Bitcoin or dollars or whatever today. Henry Ford created a car which ran on hemp. How did that? That was hemp oil, right?
Yeah, Henry Ford was actually obsessed with hemp. A lot of people don't realize he built a car out of hemp. So out of the fibrous material, and then he powered it with hemp, essentially hemp ethanol mixture, kind of a biodiesel, long before biodiesel, you know what I mean? There was that, and you paying your taxes. I got a barn full of hemp. I'd love to pay my taxes nowadays. It was kind of a staple. I mean, it was, you know, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, some of the people have been quoted as saying hemp will be the reason for existence of the American economy, and it really was for so long. People were using it for nutritional value. People were using it for materials, obviously clothing and things like that. And they say, you know, it didn't wear out; it wore in. It was just a better all around thing. But when hemp became illegal, the big conspiracy is that all of the guys, the plastic and the paper and the nylon guys got together and tried to outlaw hemp. Well, maybe there might be a little truth to that. I don't know. But what really happened was it was the 1930s. I mean, they didn't have the technology we have now, and they certainly didn't have social media. And so when the government said, hey, you can't do this anymore, the farmers just kind of said, okay, good. That's hard and nasty and takes a lot of manual labor and stuff. What's next? And tobacco was what was next, obviously, here in Kentucky and other places. But there wasn't a big fight, so it just kind of went away, and we all kind of became deficient in cannabis nutrition, and that's why you're starting to see the food industry and certainly the phytocannabinoid industry really make a comeback.
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it, to think that they went to tobacco, which is hemp is such a helpful product, and tobacco is such a harmful product. It really is very interesting to see how all of the politics of this came and went. One wonders if it wasn't on purpose, frankly.
And I like to think of it like, you know, I like to give people the benefit of the doubt, even historically. And I think, you know, when they came up with nylon and plastic, I would like to think that they didn't think, oh, this is going to destroy the earth. I think they probably thought, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. It's so much easier to make. and last just as long, and we can create massive amounts of it and really change the culture, not knowing what they were actually doing to the earth. So
yeah.
I hope that's the case, but you never know.
Yep. Well, in terms of hemp and what it does for the environment, there are all kinds of things that are, if you study it, you understand how much more beneficial it is. It doesn't leach out of the soil, depending on. Now, I haven't seen any suggestions as to what you would use as fertilizer, if you did use fertilizer to grow this stuff. I've been told that it places more value back into the soil than it extracts from the soil. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, and that's what I think. I mean, this might not be a be-all, end-all, save-the-farm crop, but it can certainly be a good rotational crop. So you make some money off of it, hopefully more than you would these other crops, but then your yield on these other crops is better, and your input cost is lower because hopefully you're not having to add as many nutrients back into the soil. Hemp is a CO2 sequester, and like you said, it leaves the soil better than it found it.
In a moment, I want to find out how seriously people have taken you. Josh Hendricks is here. His website is +CBDoyle. That's CBDOIL.com for more information on the hemp industry. We continue in the American Family Farmer with an idea for those of you who are interested in being healthy and as flexible as you can be. This is what comes out of using, and we're talking about hemp here, but and if you get hemp oil, you'll have some of the same benefits as you do with krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10. Purity Products now making this intelligent nutritional supplement to help you in a number of different ways. Omega-3s, everybody knows you need fish oil in your system. And then there's krill oil now that's on the market that helps. This is a very good thing for the aches and pains you have, joint problems, arthritis, that kind of stuff. Krill Omega 50 Plus works in both of these areas because they've combined krill oil and fish oil together. Purity Products, they've got it figured out again, and they're so sure that krill omega 50 plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle right now so you could put it to the test. 800-355-1493. No matter what your age, you need these ingredients in your body. Cardiovascular health. Doctors are going to love what your blood work looks like after you get on this product and stay on it for a while. 800-355-1493. And to prove it to you, the company's willing to give you a bottle, a month's supply of this Krill Omega 50 Plus without cost. You pay a little shipping, and then you get your free bottle. Call 800-355-1493. That's right. All this good stuff, free. Make a big difference in your life. Call now, 800-355-1493, for your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10.
Ah, the sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Who would ever think that a lawsuit involving ice cream could give us a lesson on why filing a lawsuit isn't always such a good idea? But it did, and here's the story. In the 1960s, a premium ice cream maker developed a unique marketing theme based on its Scandinavian-sounding name. 2 decades later, when another ice cream maker also started doing business under a Scandinavian name, the first company sued to force it to change its name. When the case finally made it to court, however, the New York-based creators of the first Scandinavian-sounding company admitted that their own name was actually made up and had no meaning in any language. Meanwhile, even though the second company was also based in the United States, Its name was taken from a real Swedish phrase, meaning frozen joy. Let's be fair. After these marketing secrets were revealed in court, the judge quickly put a deep freeze on the lawsuit. He said that since the first company didn't even have a real connection to Scandinavia, the lawsuit had no merit. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Every farmer experiences not-so-idyllic slices of life, part of life on the farm. Some experience far bigger cuts of it than others. And in the Peter and the Farm documentary film, story of Peter Dunning's way of seeking poetic redemption, the story of a Springfield, Vermont organic farmer's struggle with his farm, Mile High Farm, released on November the 4th in theaters. It's on demand. You can go to iTunes and find it from Magnolia Pictures. It's a tale for most of the people who are in the farm business. Sets an interesting tone, frankly, for what goes on in the farm. And it's also kind of a human interest story. The farm's 38 harvests in the time that this guy's been on the farm have had, this guy's been married to three wives, had four children, and the story of how the wives left because of how tough it was on the farm. This is a new reality of the farm world. Women who marry into it that don't come from the farm, and they don't know what it takes to be a farmer's wife. And a lot of times they can't get used to the fact that farming is a 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-a-day deal. So there may be other things going on with this guy, but the film does show that this, he was a logger, I guess, at first, and it shows what he encountered. His farm and farmers who are like him have spent all their lives and they have nothing to show for it. It basically references suicide on the farm, which is a problem in and of itself. So you may want to look for Peter and the Farm, an interesting documentary film about life on the farm in Vermont. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, 46, almost 47 after the hour. We're finishing our conversation with Josh Hendricks. His website, again, is pluscbdoyle.com. Works for CV Sciences. You have been involved in a lot of these educational campaigns trying to get people to understand what hemp is, mostly the government. Remember, we all remember this stupidity after September 11th of the then Attorney General, I can't remember his last name now. I just remember what a moron he was. We had marijuana been legalized, I think, in Washington and Oregon. And after September 11th, instead of having every FBI agent available to try to chase down who the perpetrators were of that, he sent 35 of them to Washington and to Oregon to combat the illegal use of the federal illegal use of marijuana, which had been legalized there. And so I wonder how much of that kind of nonsense you're having to confront, or we all will have to confront, when it comes to this former controlled substance. Josh.
Yeah, I think, you know, because hemp has been gone for so long, and it does come from the cannabis family, and a lot of the work we have to do at D.C. and at different state levels, working on Indiana right now, is getting people to understand the difference between hemp and marijuana. And hemp has, you know, less than 0.3% THC, which is virtually nothing. It's compare it to kombucha has alcohol, fat-free has fat, decaf has a little bit of caffeine, and it's no different than any of that. It's a definition of zero. And when you have that trace amount, just like you do in hemp seeds and hemp clothes, you know, you can't get high. So getting people to understand that with hemp and separate it from the marijuana conversation and make this about agriculture and about farmers is really the conversation we like to have. And that it's kind of what gets us placed. I mean, I say all the time in D.C., you've got Ron Wyden from Oregon, who's one of the most liberal senators that there is. Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, who's one of the most establishment Republicans that there is, and then Rand Paul, who's the most conservative person in the Senate, and this is a subject they all agree on. It's the most bipartisan thing. I mean, that doesn't happen in D.C. Those three people don't agree on anything in life, much less politics. So fact that they agree on hemp is certainly a positive for us, and we're swinging in the right direction.
Yep, I think you're right about that. All right, so give listeners a chance or a way to get more information.
Yeah, go to pluscbdoil.com. That's plus, P-L-U-S, cbdoil.com, and you can find all our products and learn more about our company at CB Sciences.
All right. This has been a good explanation. Big help for farmers who are looking for yet another way to use their land well. Thank you to Josh Hendricks. At 10 before the hour, this is the American Family Farmer.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now 53 past the hour, this week's American Family Farmer, and a focus on dairying, dairy imitations, what is being done to help cows that are sick, how is the best way to treat cows. I'll have some advice and opinion on that right after this.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow, ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow, ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, 55 past the hour. The Food and Drug Administration has issued a warning regarding the use of an antibiotic that's used in cows and also in sheep for respiratory problems. It's called Mycotyl 300, made by Eli Lilly and Company. Supposed to I have actually used this on my cattle that have any early signs of pneumonia. There is a problem with bovine respiratory disease. When the cows get close to, when they grub down the grass, there are things that get into their system, worms, that kind of stuff, and it can cause weakening of the lungs, and this is something that's supposed to help. However, the FDA has issued a warning because apparently what's happening. And this happens over and over and over again. And I would say to you, I don't like to use antibiotics at all for anything. I never used to use them. These are in the reference that I'm making here are to young heifers that are being raised as replacement heifers, Jerseys that I raise on my farm. I don't milk anymore. But when I did, I never used any of this sort of thing because it can get into the milk. And that's a horror show. It also can get into the meat, and that's been one of the problems if cattle are not, if in fact the respiratory problem isn't solved fairly quickly, farmers are likely to ship the animals. And as we most, all of us know, what happens to the cows that are sold through the live animal marketing exchanges, basically those are one-way stop for the cows that can't be used anymore for milk. So they are purchased by McDonald's, the brokers that buy cattle for their hamburger or for Burger King, Wendy's. They buy the stuff and they just grind up all the cows. And sometimes these things have gotten into the meat, and so that's not a good thing. Plus, also, microtill apparently has people have been using it and administering it carelessly, and you stick the needle into you. It could be a really serious situation. So there's probably other stuff around. I don't know what it is at the moment other than microtill, but a word to the wise is sufficient, so they say. And while we're in the milk department, I want to somebody asked me, and by the way, you can always get in touch with me on Twitter, at Doug Stephan, Stephan, or email to Doug@DougStephan.com. I made a comment on a television broadcast that I did a few weeks ago. I was asked about various types of milk in quotation marks, like the soy milk that's around and muscle milk that's around and various nuts and seeds that are used to make milk. And that's not milk. It isn't. Milk comes from the mammaries of a cow or a goat or some other living organism. And not that almonds haven't been alive at some point in time, but they aren't there to produce milk. And so there are a lot of people who are imploring the government, the FDA especially, to prevent nutritionally inferior products from using the name of real dairy foods. Now, I can argue that also under the circumstances, most of the processed milk that we have coming out of the huge agribusiness is mostly Suiza, Dean Foods that operate 75% of the fluid milk exchanges in the country. The stuff that they're producing is crap, but it doesn't have the same lack of value as almond milk or some of the other stuff. I just don't think the labels are misleading. It isn't milk, so don't call it milk. It's a non-dairy alternative, and the label should reflect that. I think that's the only way to handle it. It's not a dairy product. It is a liquid, maybe it's white, and maybe it has proteins and vitamins and minerals in it, but it is not milk and shouldn't be labeled that way. That's my opinion, and I'm certainly...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.